I'm glad to be back one more time to the Little Jewel Church. It's been a little while since I've been here, but I always enjoy coming this way. Came a long, long time ago, and hard to realize that so many are gone that used to be here and never will be back. Time is moving on. They died in faith. Believing they're in a better land than we are right now. I want to go to that land also. I think that there's even a better land than where those are right now. I think they're in the paradise of God, lingering around the altar of God. But like Brother Danny says, when we raise in his likeness, then we'll be satisfied. Brother Danny was talking about being afraid and scared, and I'm scared. I guess it's good for us to be scared. I think that probably does some good things for us to be that way. I think it's pretty easy for us to get pretty content within ourselves. And that's not God's way. But I love the Lord, and I love his way. I love the love that exists among God's obedient children. I think I've been among God's children that were not obedient, and love did not abound. But rather, I think we have seen times when brothers have been displeasing to God. I like to be where God is pleased with me and you and everybody else. I think that's something that sometimes that we have to work on. The reason is that there is a warfare that goes on. I believe that many, many years ago that something came in to my very being. I think I was transformed, made a brand new creature in Jesus Christ the Lord. And I think that what happened there made me a new creature. And I believe that there is an inner part that was sanctified, that was perfected. But there is another part of me, and you see that, and everybody sees that. That is not perfected. But the Bible teaches us that sin is condemned in the flesh. I think that it therefore is impossible for sin to get into the soul that has been sanctified or perfected. It can't be that way. It has been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and every devil in hell cannot break that seal. I believe that we were sealed and that we are ready to be revealed at the last time, just whenever that it's ready, because I didn't seal it. I didn't seal myself. I couldn't do that. But there's one that's much higher than I am that sealed that one and has sealed everyone that has truly repented and believed and been born again. They are sealed. There's never therefore been a one lost that has been sealed and can never be lost because of the promise of God Almighty. I don't know if I can preach at all or not. I'm just a little hillbilly in this way. Been on this road a long time, but still yet I'm just as new as I've ever been with there. But after a while, this thing that causes the warfare is going to fall off. And some of these days, I'm going to fly away to the glory land. Pray just a minute. There is a goodly land, Brother Danny. Mentioned the brothers and mentioned that when John was on the Isle of Patmos, I think, We're going to a noisy place. We're going to a place where there'll be more sound, more racket than I've ever heard in my life before. For there's that land, I believe. The four beasts are there, and they rest not day or night, but they're shouting, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is, and will be forevermore. And when they praise the Lord, it's a real place. When they praise the Lord, the 24 elders, they fall down before him and cast their golden crown right down at his feet. And they're shouting also, for he's worthy to receive honor and glory. And John said, and I saw 144,000, and they've already raised from the dead. They're already satisfied. They're already in there. Yes, and they and they're shouting also. And I've never heard 144,000 all shouting and praising him all the while, but I'm gonna hear it after a while. Me and John said, I saw another number that no man could number. Yeah, and you know what? He said, I'll show you things which are and has been and will be. And after a little while, Brother Greg, I expect to join my boys with that innumerable number, and we'll shout praise and glory to the Lord forever. And what a sound that's going to be. And then he said, John, and they saw 10,000 times 10,000 angels, and thousands, and they were shouting also, worthy is he to receive power and glory. And yeah, so then it's going to be a noisy place, and when we get there, we'll join our voices, and boy, what a sound it's going to be. I want to go there. I want my family to go there, but if they don't want to go, I'm going anyhow. Pray just a minute, my voice is... My breath is short, but oh, in the morning, it'll be all right then.
Yeah,
we'll shout and shout and shout. Oh, we're in a world here, and there's trouble on every hand. I can hardly believe the things I hear and see on the television. It's a scary, scary time. Brother Danny asked me coming up here, will this country ever, will it ever get back? What'll it be, Brother Terry, for these little babies? I'm scared. But oh, is there any home? Yes, there's home, but there's home only in the Lord. I've never seen such a time when people play religion like they are now, when the wrong is considered the right, and when the right is considered the wrong. But oh, the great judge is going to straighten it all out. And there's mighty big and fancy places all over the world, but oh, the tabernacle of God is with man. Oh, when, pray just a minute, when the children of Israel Israel was coming out of that land of bondage, God told Moses, I want you to build a tabernacle. And he told him how to build it. And he told him where to put the mercy seat. Yes, and the ark of the covenant. And the walls were to be made of curtain, and so colored, and so long, and so high, and all of that. And out in the middle of the wilderness there, they made this tabernacle unto the Lord, and he dwelled there. And when he began to move, they moved. And when he stood still, they stood still. And but by and by they got yes to the promised land. And then comes along David and Solomon, and Solomon said, oh Lord, I know that heaven,
yes,
and heaven of heaven cannot contain you. Oh Lord, I'm going to build you a house, therefore. And you know how, David gathered stuff together, but God gave him a son to build this temple. And Solomon built, this temple with the cedars from Lebanon, and it was gold and silver and all. And when the temple was all finished, I guess it was the fanciest building that had ever been made. Yes, and he got down and prayed and said, oh God, when your people are carried away and they look back toward this temple here, you hear their cry, you hear their cry. But in this temple here, in the very center, was a place called the Holy of Holies, and no one could go in there except the high priest, and he didn't go without blood either. But the thing about it is, the temple got destroyed. It's gone. It's not there. They're fighting over the place where it stood. But let me tell you what happened. There was a man nailed to a cross. Oh! And when he died, the middle wall of the was broke down, tore in two. Oh, now they have a new, we've got a new high priest, yes, without beginning of days or ending of time. And he goes right in there. And I didn't know the high priest, but I know the new one, and I can go straight to him. Praise the Lord. Yes, glory, glory. Whoa! And now I can go straight to the high priest. And I went straight to the high priest.
Yes,
and he made me over new. And it don't have to happen every year now, because the greatest sacrifice of all was made, and no other one can ever be made. Don't need to be made. Oh, therefore, now we don't have to go to Jerusalem. We don't have to go to that little hill. Whoa! We don't have to do those things, because you see, he dwells right in the heart, Brother Doc, of those that's been born again. And the tabernacle of God is with man. You have a lovely little church here. You don't have fancy. I don't believe in fancy. I don't think the Lord likes that fancy. It's clean. It is nice. And it's welcoming. And it's like it ought to be, because it's not the building.
The Lord's here.
It's not the building. Oh, the church is around me.
Yeah.
If the building was gone, the church would still be here. They can tear it down. They can burn the building, but they can't do it to the church.
There you go. Preach it, brother.
Oh!
It's been sealed.
It's guarded. Been bought. We've been baptized into it by the Holy Ghost. Oh, therefore, the tabernacle of God is with man. Right here, just the one body. That's Jesus Christ. Yeah, baptized in. Not this spirit over here, and that over there, and another over here. But by the one spirit. By the one spirit. And that's the Holy Ghost. All baptized into this one body. Yeah. Oh, let them have wars. Let them have all kinds of big to-dos. Great confusion. Oh, we've had a bunch of it lately. But oh, we're hedged in. We are protected. Oh, Brother Danny, we may not see your little women anymore. But we're still protected. We're going to heaven. Been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You can have the world. Give me Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory to the highest one, the King of all kings.
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
Go ahead, close, brother. Finish up. We're going to close.
Yeah. Oh, you can buy insurance policies. You can buy protection. You can buy bodyguards. But it won't do you any good. Oh, my bodyguard is Jesus. And it's not this body here that he's guarding. This one's going to fall with sin into the ground. But oh, these little Brother Baxter, these great pilgrims, they've gone on. Their soul is lingering around the altar of God. Bodies are scattered here and yonder, but that's all right. Oh, because the Lord himself is going to descend with a shout. The voice of the archangel and the trumpet of the Lord. Yay! The ocean's going to give up the dead in it. Yeah, the graves are going to burst asunder. That went down in weakness. It's coming out in power. That went down mortals coming out immortal. That went down all those ways. It's coming out perfect. Went down natural, coming out spiritual. Oh, then we're going to fly away to the glory land. Oh, the Bible says we'll meet him midway in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, I expect to hear him say, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. Oh, if there's anybody here that got in trouble on account of your sins, and you prayed, repented 100%, and the Lord knows when it is, and when you totally repent, he performs a miracle right down in your soul and seals you, and that every devil in hell can't break it. And you want to live this far away? We get pretty noisy, but you just wait till tomorrow. Come tell us what great things the Lord's done for you.